Blog Talk Radio.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
We teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things taken. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under his love, and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we talking about, come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show.
Shalom, shalom, everyone. Grace and peace in Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All praises to the Most High God of Israel. And before we even get started, I'm still asking for my brothers and sisters to pray for Turkey, to pray for the people, the cities, the families, the generations, you know, that was lost. Just pray for them. And,
Amen.
And we hope and pray that everything, you know, everyone heal from this. I know it's going to be hard, but I hope everyone heals from it. So, in Jesus' name, we are in a study of Black Hebrew Women Month. We are dealing with Sarah. We're dealing with who she was, what she did for the kingdom. You know, we found out that Sarah was just more than Abraham's wife. She was more than just a mistake in the grand scheme of things. She was a queen and a great one. And we found out one that was extremely beautiful. Because the Egyptians saw her and said that she was very fair. And she was 86 years old. 86 years old when they saw her and brought her to Pharaoh and said, you got to see it. There's nothing in this planet this beautiful. She was 86. So anyway, but that's not all she was about. God added that to her. So let's get into these things. Let's get into why, what is Sarah to us, you know? Is she a mother? Of course. Is she wisdom and understanding? Indeed. Is she virtue? Now, that's something we're going to have to look into. And is she a helpmeet? Is she a queen? All those things belong to queens. Those are the attributes of a queen. So, with that being said, we're going to open up. And if our brothers and sisters, if we can stand and face Jerusalem, our brothers, if you can uncover your heads, and sisters, if you can cover your heads as we approach the Father.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. I cried unto the Lord with my voice. With my voice unto the Lord did I make my supplication. I poured out my complaint before him. I showed before him my trouble. When my spirit was overwhelmed within me, then thou knewest my path. In the way wherein I walked, have they privately laid a snare for me. I looked on my right hand and beheld that there was no man that would know me. Refuge fell me, no man cared for my soul. I cried unto thee, O Lord. I said, thou art my refuge and my portion in the land of the living. Attend to my cry, for I have brought very low. Deliver me from my persecutors, forgive me, for they are stronger than I. Bring my soul out of prison, that I may praise thy name. Thy righteous shall compass me about, for thou shalt deal bountifully with me. Amen. May the Lord forgive me. Add a blessing to the reading of his word. I have read Psalms 142, verses 1 through 7. In Jesus' holy, precious mighty name, I pray. We pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen. Our Father who art in heaven, come on, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Give us of our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. In Jesus' name we pray. Heavenly Father, have mercy on our sins and allow us into your kingdom. Father, have mercy and send forth your Holy Spirit, both physical and spiritual. Father, have mercy on our teachers, our elders, and our brethren and their families. And Father, have mercy on those that don't know you, God, but delight in blessing us because they see your light and your kindness upon us. Father, have mercy on them and their families as well. Father, have mercy on our children and our children's children and their children and that people. And Father, have mercy and send forth your Holy Spirit. Give us the mind to perceive and eyes to see, ears to hear, and a mouth to speak your word with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, and faith to perform it. And Father, have mercy on the heirs and send forth your Holy Spirit upon them as well. Give them to a mind to perceive and ask to see and ears to hear, and a mouth to speak your word with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, and faith to perform. In Jesus' name we pray, for your mercies endure forever. Amen.
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 Uh-oh. Make sure you were muted. I mean, I'll do not disturb.
Just make sure you don't touch the stand.
Amen.
Okay, baby.
I'm going to make sure this is needed too.
Amen. Also, we want to welcome our family from Facebook as well. We are dealing with Sarah, right? We're dealing with Black Hebrew women this month. And right now we're dealing with our mother, Sarah. Who is she? What is she to us? And, you know, other than giving Hagar to Abraham, you know, she bigger than that. She way bigger than that. you know, it's, we're going to talk about some Sarah. And the more we understand her, we start seeing how great Abraham really was or is. So let's pick this up in Proverbs chapter 7 and verse 1.
Oh, babe, why are you putting that one? Okay.
7 and 1.
Proverbs 7 and verse 1 reads,
yes, ma'am.
My son, keep my words and lay up my commandments with thee. Keep my commandments and live, and my law as the apple of thine eye.
Amen.
Bind them upon thy fingers, write them upon the table of thine heart.
Amen.
Say unto wisdom, thou art my sister, and call understanding thy kinswoman.
Now, we got to see if Sarah had carried these criteria. Does she meet the standard? Is she a sister? And if she is identified as a sister, then she would be, you know, carrying the spirit of wisdom, right? Mm-hmm. So the other thing is, it's called understanding my kinswoman. Is she a kinswoman? Well, we saw this thing out that she is coming through Shem. She's Semitic, you know, before Judah, you know, Esau always crying anti-Semitic. Semitic came off the boat. There's a whole lot of Semites in the world. So she's Semitic. And her father also named is Eber, found that out. And he was and is the progenitor of what we know today as Hebrews. And that was Abraham's father's father. And Sarah was Abraham's sister by another mother.
Amen.
So she is wisdom. He said, call wisdom thy sister and call understanding thy kinswoman. With that, there go both of them right there out the gate, coming through the bloodline, right?
Amen.
And then we found out that Melchizedek met Abraham at the king's deal, and Abraham was there, so that made Abraham a king.
Amen.
You know, he said he didn't take one shoe off of Sodom and Gomorrah. He didn't take nothing from them, but that don't mean he didn't take things from the other kings. He saved five. He saved six kings. So he didn't say he didn't take money from the other ones. He just wasn't having nothing to do with Sodom and Gomorrah. So Abraham was broke off, and he had a mercenary. He took 300 dudes, and he whooped six kings couldn't do. He did it with 300 dudes and took care of business. So Abraham not only was rich, but he had heart. You know, he wasn't scared to die. He was going to put it all down. He was going to get Lot. Do or die, that's it. Well, five kings. So, you know, and Abraham, Melchizedek met him there, and he's a king. All the kings was there of the new world. And he was there. So Abraham is king.
Amen.
Right? So that makes Sarah a queen.
Amen.
Right? And, you know, we've been watching these bad films. I mean, some real bad movies, man, these religious films. Be like having Abraham and Sarah all pruned and stuff, man. Mm-hmm. They bogus for that. They wouldn't like that.
Amen.
You know. It just, no, they wasn't. They were well taken care of. They didn't have no camel in their front door, you know, tied to the tent. Wouldn't like that. They had herdsmen.
Amen.
You know, they had cooks. You know, they were kings and queens. Sarah had her own tent.
Amen.
You know, and I ain't talking about no teepee. I'm talking about Ringley Brothers with silk hangings in them. You know, linen, you know, to keep it cool. So we, you know, we don't give them their honor, man, because we want to focus on what Hagar and that conversation bringing Ishmael, you know. But that's not who she is. I mean, she did more worse than that, bigger worse than that. That's what we're going to look at, who she is. She is first and foremost wisdom and understanding. That's a sister and that's a kinswoman. So she came out the gate, right? So now, is she virtue? Okay, go to Proverbs chapter 30 and verse 31 and 10.
Amen, Proverbs 31 and 10.
Yes, ma'am.
Proverbs 31 and verse 10 reads, "Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. The heart of her husband doeth safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil."
So did Abraham trust Sarah?
Amen.
100. There it is. And get this. Watch this read.
Amen. Verse 12. "She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life."
Yep, we got that in the books. Read on.
That's right. Amen. "She seeketh wool and flax and worketh willingly with her hands. She is like the merchant ships. She bringeth her food from afar. She riseth also while it is yet night and giveth meat to her household and a portion to her handmaid."
She got servants. Told you. That's Sarah. She got servants. Sarah got servants. They had their own tent.
Mm-hmm.
Let's look at this a little further. Let's go into Revelation chapter 12 and 1. So if she's a queen, she had to wear a crown, right?
Amen.
Read.
Revelation 12 and 1.
Yes, ma'am.
Revelation 12 and 1 reads, "And there appeared a great wonder in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars."
Give me a reason why Sarah wouldn't be having a crown of 12 stars on her head. Why wouldn't she? Abraham was rich. He was there with the goal of Ophir, which is the rarest gold on the planet. He was right there, dead center.
Amen.
Even the kings that mined that gold gave it to him. Abraham was well-to-do. And they feared his God. Not only they knew he was a merc, but they feared his God, too. The God of Israel introduced himself to him twice for Sarah.
Amen.
Because she was beautiful at 86.
And just.
Yes. Very fair. Once again, just, or all the attributes of fair fall down to wisdom.
Hmm.
So she fit that criteria physically and spiritually. Continue.
Amen.
No. Go to Revelations 19 and verse 6. 19 and verse 6. So we can see her in a crown, right? Okay. Watch this. Revelations 19 and 6. And there's a reason why I'm reading all these different things. Because God said that's what a king's wife looked like.
Okay.
Right? Okay. Revelations 19. And verse 6.
Revelation 19 and verse 5 reads, "And a voice came out of the throne saying."
Out of an angel.
"And a voice came out of the throne."
What?
The throne.
The throne holler.
Amen.
Right? Watch this. Read on.
"Saying, praise our God, all ye his servants, and ye that fear him, both
small and great." Got authority
over
the angels. Told them to bow down.
Praise our God.
Throne got authority to call shots on the host of heaven.
Amen.
He just did. Even the 24. They bowed down. They had to listen to the throne. Continue.
And I heard, as it were, the voice of a great multitude, and as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of mighty thundering, saying, Alleluia, for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife hath made herself ready. And to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen.
Stop. What makes you think Abraham didn't make sure Sarah had the finest of linen in all that world? It was within his power. And they had the salesmen. They came through with it. So, Mars is looking good. She's in the best linen. It's from God.
Amen.
This is Sarah. I'm going to show you this, her. Why? Let's look at this again. Go to Psalms 45.
Amen. Psalms 45.
And verse 9.
Psalms 45 and 9.
Yeah.
Psalms 45, verse 9 reads, King's daughters were among thy honorable women. Upon thy right hand did stand the queen in gold of Ophir. Hearken, O daughter.
That gold is rare. And Sarah had it on. She wore that gold.
Amen.
Abraham, the king of Egypt, gave it to him for her. So you know it was good. He gave it to her for God. So she had the best gold on the planet to put on.
Amen.
That was from God.
Amen.
Read on.
Verse 10. Hearken, O daughter, and consider, and incline thine ear. Forget also thine own people and thy father's house.
Yeah, that leads to confusion. Continue.
Amen. Verse 11. So shall the king greatly desire thy beauty, for he is thy Lord, and worship thou him.
Amen. And that should go again, because she called Abraham what? Lord. So there she go. She wasn't afraid with any amazement to call him Lord. That's her. See, I told you she put on them clothes. So Abraham was able to put it on her. Abraham was not a camel jockey. Erase that. When you see them films and that's all you see is camels and cows and all that madness running around. No. He had land for those things. He had stocks.
Amen.
They weren't running around all rampant and, you know, and him all dusty. He had olive oil and the best of it. And she had oils and smell goods that just unheard of this day. It was natural.
Uh-huh.
No chemical base.
Amen.
So that's her. Listen how he's describing her.
Verse 12.
Continue.
And the daughter of Tyree shall be there with a gift. Even the rich.
Tyree is the Gentiles or the stranger. There it is. Continue.
Even the rich among the people shall entreat thy favor.
See? Continue.
The king's daughter is all glorious within.
See, that's the whole thing. If Sarah was all good on it and an inner man, indeed. Indeed. Yes, she was. That's her. We can't say that wasn't her. Can't say she didn't do that. She wearing this to a T. Continue.
The king's daughter is all glorious within. Her clothing is of wrought gold. She shall be brought unto the king in raiment of needlework.
See that? She got on gold. Gold of Ophir.
Amen.
She got that on. God mentioned it. That's how good it is. That's how pure it is.
Amen.
That's the quality that the God of Israel said, that gold, she's going to have on. Go wear that. She get that from. Abraham had it like that. We can't look at Abraham as a herder or as a cattleman. He was not. He had flock. Yes, he wouldn't sacrifice, you know, and there was a ram in a bush. He didn't even take one with him. He just took Isaac, and he sacrificed that instead. Abraham wasn't doing no work.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't cook, none of that good stuff. He was a king. Continue.
Amen. The virgins, her companions that follow her.
She don't hang out with whores because, you know, that'll corrupt good manners. So how can she be virtuous and when you're around a bunch of whores? That'll corrupt good manners because they don't have those. They don't have good manners. We're not talking about them. Read on.
Okay. The virgins, her companions that follow her, shall be brought unto thee. With gladness and rejoicing shall they be brought. They shall enter into the king's palace. Instead of thy fathers shall be thy children, whom thou mayest make princesses in all the earth. I will make thy name to be remembered in all generations. Therefore shall the people praise thee forever and ever.
How many women have you met in your lifetime named Sarah? There it is. Rebecca, Leah, Rachel.
What do you mean by that? How many women in your lifetime have you named?
He said, I'm going to make your name to be remembered in all generations.
Mm-hmm.
That means that name had to coexist through time.
Okay.
How many people we know named Miriam or Mary? Exactly. Mm-hmm. See? So, this Sarah. Yeah, man, that's the spirit. Yes, it is. But God seen it himself. He was there. Remember that? He met Abraham at the Kingsdale, not McDonald's. Kingsdale. So God was there. Genesis 18 and 9. Now, Abraham about to find Isaac a wife because Sarah went to sleep. She had been asleep for a little while. And Isaac is about 40 years old, about 90. You know, Abraham saying, look, find my son a wife. We ain't going all into this story. We want to get into the point of how broke off Sarah was.
Okay.
How broke off Abraham is. Just to give you an idea, he was King David broke off. Like, Abraham could have literally built the temple himself.
Amen.
He wouldn't even need Solomon money. We wouldn't even see. Genesis 18 and 9, when you receive it, read.
Genesis 18 and 9 reads, and they said unto him, where is Sarah, thy wife? And he said, behold, in the tent. And he said.
Who is talking here? Pick it up at verse 1.
Okay.
Yeah, let's pick it up at verse 1. Genesis 19 and 1. Let's get into this story.
Genesis 18 and 1 reads.
Uh-huh.
And the Lord appeared unto him in the plains of.
So this God, this is the King of Kings.
Amen.
So this him, he appeared on Abraham. You know, so when we're going to talk about Abraham, like we got a place. And God said out of his own mouth, he's a friend. And we ain't got no spook on that conversation. We're going to judge Abraham according to Western dogma. And God is sitting there with them. So I guess we're going to judge God too, like the Pharisees.
And he sat in the tent door in the heat of the day. And he lifted up his eyes and looked, and lo, three men stood by him. And when he saw them, he ran to meet them from the tent door and bowed himself toward the ground.
See, the angels wouldn't let you bow down before them.
Amen.
But this is, he said, the Lord appeared.
Amen.
And he bowed down. He recognized them. This is the same one that met him and gave him the bread and wine in Genesis 14. Okay, let's go and look at that right quick.
Oh, okay.
In Genesis 14, okay. It's better when you hear it.
Okay.
You get a better visual on somebody talking about it. 14 and
Genesis 14 and verse 17 reads, and the king of Sodom went out to meet him after his return from the slaughter of the,
because he did it with 300. Read on.
Chedorlaomer.
Yeah, like that old homo, that flick, 300. You know, seriously, you talking about, that's like King Tutankhamun being a white dude. That's how bad this movie was. It's going to turn a Xerxes into a sodomite. And it was a Xerxes that gave us the money, the gold, and the tools to go back and build a temple. And they're going to make him look like that in this flick.
No, the worst movie was Noah.
No, baby,
That was terrible.
Was
some people believed it.
Man, that was horrible.
Yeah, but some people
Jesus.
Believed it.
Yeah, but what he said, the storehouses opened up. When the water came up from the ground, that was real. That's how that happened. That water burst out the earth. Because he got storehouses and things like that. He called it the deep. And when the flood just didn't come from the rain, it came from out of the earth too.
Mm-hmm.
So I like that part.
That's the only part you watched.
Yeah, that was it. Because
you and Jacob slept through the whole thing. And me and Sister Eureka had to bear through that movie. We paid almost $40 a piece for that movie.
Yeah, that was a minute.
That was horrible.
Yeah, it was. Not getting off too far, you know, like these bad cinemas, though, because they portray Abraham as a bum.
Yeah.
You know, he'd be looking like them dudes that be panhandling and whatnot, and that's a bad look. He wasn't that kind of man. Neither was Sarah. She was not pruned and sucked up and dry. That wasn't them.
Amen.
You know, they didn't look like that. They didn't dress like in potato sacks. It was in before kings.
Amen.
So you wouldn't be in front of no king in potato sack.
Amen.
Continue.
And of the kings that were with him at the valley of Shaveh, which is the king's dale, and Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought forth bread and wine.
There he is. That's the one that came to his house.
Right.
And we want to talk about Sarah and him because of Hagar. We're gonna bring him into judgment. And he is the king of Salem, king of peace. And we come with judgment, and he's the king of peace. Are we listening?
Yes, we're listening.
Continue.
And Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought forth bread and wine, and he was the priest of the Most High God. And he blessed him and said, blessed be Abram of the Most High God, possessor of heaven and earth. And blessed be the Most High God, which had delivered thine enemies into thy hand. And he gave him tithes of all.
So he just told him about the Father right then and there. He said, and blessed be the Most High God that delivered. He didn't say him. He said the Most High God, because he's the priest of the Most High God. He's still immortal. He's still God. This is the one that was talking to Adam, that schooled Adam on everything. This is him, you know, and now he's talking to Abraham physically. So Abraham recognized him because he's seen him before.
Amen.
That's why he fell on the ground. And continue. I like to read this part because you got Hebrews that, you know, that's greedy and don't want to pay no tithes. And they use as well, you know, temple, and why should I pay tithes? Ain't for you to know what to do with me. Whatever happened with that ain't your biz. You got your work to do. This is part of it. This is the reason why. So this is just a warning. I ain't trying to hustle you. This is just, this is going to be between you and God if you want blessings like him.
Amen.
You want to be a king, it comes with it. Read on.
Amen. 21. And the king of Sodom said unto Abram, give me the persons and take the goods to thyself.
See, he was going to give them riches.
Mm-hmm.
You see? Like the other kings did. Right? Read on.
And Abram said to the king of Sodom, I have lift up my hand unto the Lord, the Most High God, the possessor of heaven and earth, that I will not take from a thread even to a shoe latchet, and that I will not take anything that is thine, lest thou shouldest say, I have made Abram rich.
See? Told you he was broke off. Abraham was rich. He had money.
Amen.
That means Sarah had money. They was able Amen. To buy gold of Ophir. They would do them things. They was able to support them 300 dudes that went out and put their life on the line for them.
Amen.
They went to die for them. That was it. He said 300 was armed, trained. They were trained. So Abraham was no slouch.
Yeah.
He wasn't no sheep herder. Gotta stop talking about him like he plain. He is not. And we gotta stop disrespecting his crown and his and Sarah's.
Amen.
Gotta stop talking about their personal business. Like we're supposed to be in it. Like, see, they made a mistake. That ain't for us to even think of. Mm-hmm. They let you in on a pot of them. That's it.
Amen.
Man, anyway, this thing's for kings anyway. Like, there ain't no such thing as surrogates. Okay, let's go back to Genesis 18. Okay, so now we see he met Melchizedek. He met God, right? So he knew what he looked like. Genesis 18 and verse 1.
Okay. Genesis 18 and 1 reads, and the Lord appeared unto him in the plain of Mamre, and he sat in the tent door in the heat of the day. And he lifted up his eyes and looked, and lo, three men stood by him. And when he saw them, he ran to meet them from the tent door and bowed himself toward the ground.
How did he not know this is the Lord? I mean, you never seen him before. How you know it's not him? Was he glowing? Was he shining? He already met him. He already knew. He knew who he was because he the one that gave him the bread and wine. It's just here, we call him the Lord. But in there, that was Melchizedek. He don't have no descent. He ain't got no mama, no daddy. This is God. G-O-D, Melchizedek, he was there with Adam. He was the one that was walking in the cool of the day. That's him. He the one that talked to Cain. This is him. Continue.
Amen. Verse 3. And said, my Lord, if now I have found favor in thy sight, pass not away, I pray thee, from thy servant. Let a little water, I pray you, be fetched, and wash your feet, and rest yourselves under the tree. And I will fetch a morsel of bread, and comfort ye your heart.
Now, wait. He said, and let what?
Let a little water, I pray you, be fetched. And
see, he didn't say he was going to get it. He didn't say he was going to get it.
No.
He's going to send somebody to go get it.
That's what
listening?
Yes, sir.
he was in that kind of in that mm-hmm. position. You wouldn't know it because he was, him and David had the same manners, man. It wasn't about money to them, like they sing in these songs all day that you be hearing about. It's mm-hmm. not about that. And these guys would make these guys look very, very poor. These are real billionaires with real gold. This ain't digital nothing. Mm-hmm. This is 100% gold.
Amen.
This is real money. Continue.
Genesis 18:5, and I will set your morsel of bread and comfort ye your heart. After that ye shall pass on. For therefore are ye come to your servants, and they said, so do as thou hast said. And Abraham hastened into the tent unto Sarah, and said, make ready quickly 3 measures of fine meal, knead it, and make cakes upon the hearth.
So that's something that Abraham, like, love, must love from Sarah,
mm-hmm.
and he going to share with them. Mm-hmm. He even asked her to put it together, right?
Needed.
Just because she was a queen don't mean she ain't had no gifts.
That's right.
Maybe she loved to cook.
Amen.
Maybe she loved to bake.
Amen.
You know what I mean? Well, however, he just told her to hook it up for God. He didn't even tell her. He just said, do what you do, right? And she did it. She, you know, you ain't hear none of that. I'm busy, you know, and getting my hands done and all. No, it wasn't none of that. She did it. So she is a help me.
I'm busy. I'm getting my hands done.
I mean, she got servants that's ready to 24/7.
Amen.
So, no, you not saying that right now.
I'm going to have some servants.
God willing.
Fine meal kneaded and make cakes upon the hearth. And Abraham ran into the herd and fetched. And Abraham ran into the herd
now,
and
that's
fetched
another,
the calf,
that's, hey,
tender and
good. He didn't say he was lazy.
And gave it. I knew you were going to say.
Well, he ran to catch them 5 kings. They wasn't on no camels. They chased them dudes down.
Amen.
Read on.
And Abraham ran into the herd and fetched a calf tender and good and gave it unto a young man, and he hastened to dress it. And he
so
took,
who fixed it?
Abraham
ran
into the herd and fetched a calf
tender
and
good. He picked it out.
Gave it unto a young man.
Oh, so he fixed it.
And
he had a servant.
It to dress it.
Right. He said, I want this one right here. I want you to hook it up.
Yeah.
Do this, that, and the other. Now, so this calf had to literally be sacrificed,
mm-hmm.
or slaughtered at that moment, mm-hmm. blood drained, gutted, mm-hmm. skinned, and then cooked. How long was God there with him?
Yeah, to let it drain all the blood.
For that calf to be ready mm-hmm. to eat. So it wasn't like, you know, it was already ready and it was cold. It was a whole calf that they had to completely slaughter and prepare the roast.
Yeah.
So he was there for a minute. Wasn't in no hurry. He said, go and do so. And Abraham said, okay, cool. How about this? I'm going to keep you here all day. I'm going to get a calf. And since he said he's going to eat with me, I'm going to make sure it take all day long. Oh.
It says to slaughter a calf itself, it takes about 20 seconds just to slaughter it. But after that, skinning and hanging it up took about 30 to 40 minutes, cutting the carcass in half. So it says if you do it right from scratch, you slaughter it, you skin it, then you hang it. Now, you can let it hang out, but we don't know how long it took. But it says just to do that, to eat it the same day, fresh and ready to go, it could take up to an hour for the blood to drain out properly. And then it depends on how the person cooks it.
There it is. So, you know, hey, sound like a plan. It was easy to do. He just didn't do it.
Right.
Once again, I'm gonna have somebody fetch you some water. and I'm going to pick out this calf. He ran. That's when you see Abraham. So he wasn't no slob. He got out there and he ran and picked out a herd because this was just as important to him. And he picked out a calf himself for God and him to sit down and eat. Wait a minute. That means God had to definitely keep the dietary laws because he can't eat unclean. So they had a calf, something with.
Oh, yeah, I just read that you can eat a calf the moment that it comes out of its mother's womb, and it is considered veal.
Well, you know, I ain't trying to rain on no parade. I'm just saying, he said this was good. God is with it. You know, humane society, nana na boo boo, and nothing you could do about it.
It says it's tender and it has mild flavor to it as soon as it comes out the mother's. Oh, okay. Amen. Mm-hmm. All right.
And he must have had a lot to choose from. Didn't take much. Yep. He had a he had to have a stable with his calf.
Mm-hmm.
To go pull one up just like that, he had to have a stable for calf.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like now we got the calf and a and a and a heifer in the same. No,
everybody together. Mm-hmm.
Once they do, you know. Breastfeeding, then they had to be in another stable. So that lets me know he had different stables.
Amen.
Okay, continue.
Genesis 18 and 8 reads, and he took butter and milk and the calf which he had dressed and set it before them, and he stood by them under the tree, and they did eat.
So the Lord ate a calf. He ate meat. There go your vegan out the window. I mean, you know, we was gonna eat vegan, and you know, vegan is the only way to go. God had us eating vegetables in Genesis 31. Nah, we gotta stop. You dig? So we gotta stop with that. You see, the God of Israel is always, man, going to tell us and show us what it is that we can and can't do. And you can see here, he has some meat. So we just can't eat it with blood in it, you know. Can't be seeing no pink. People want to be eating like Chef Ramsay, man. You kill yourself. No pink. Anyway, continue.
Verse 9, and they said unto him, where is Sarah thy wife? And he said, behold, in the tent.
Now, would she have on linen in the tent or her gold?
However she felt. She can wear whatever she wants.
Okay. All right, well.
Depending on how the day is.
I think I would have said she would have been in linen because she in Abraham's tent. So she wasn't expecting the Lord to just pop up, but he did. So God there with her.
Mm-hmm.
You see that? So he was there with her. So if he's there with her,
mm-hmm.
he blessed her with his presence. It wasn't nothing that this world was going to be held from them. Nothing. Just being God showing up, that gave life to Moses. God had to put his light out because he said his eyes never got dim and his strength wasn't abated. What do you mean strength? I mean, he had to be a strong dude to run up and down the mountains with them tablets.
Amen.
That ain't chicken scratch. So we was into the, you know, that cardio and doing what we had to do. And you see this, you know. And so Abraham was very, very, well, anyway, God is getting ready. He said, where is Sarah? Continue. Just to let you know, he's there with her. Continue.
Verse 10. And he said, I will certainly return unto thee according to the time of life. And lo, Sarah, thy wife, shall have a son.
She blessed her. Told you, his presence blessed her. She's 89 at this point. She got picked off by one king, and she was 80-something. Here she is, 90. Now she finna get pregnant. God blessed her. Just like that. So Revelation chapter 12, with her having a crown on her head, pain to be delivered, there she go. God blessed her. So we can't talk about either one of them. We can't put our mouths on them, man, because God right at their front door.
Amen.
Judge Abraham and Sarah. Continue.
Verse 11. Well, let me do 10 again. Genesis 18 and 10. And he said, I will certainly return unto thee according to the time of life. And lo, Sarah, thy wife, shall have a son. And Sarah heard it in the tent door, which was behind him.
So Sarah was sitting with him. Else he wouldn't have had to ask. But God already knew, this is for us, that your wife shouldn't be among your dudes, because, you know, some of them may be half blind and they may look at her the wrong way, but the dude is actually trying to focus because he can't see. You know, misinterpretation. So we, you know, she ain't supposed to be in the presence. This is what a queen does. How about that?
Amen.
So this is what a virtuous woman would do. So Amen. There it is. She was virtuous. This is God and two angels. Nothing ain't going to go wrong here. Ain't nothing out of pocket is going to be said. Still, for all of that, she didn't trust in herself. Mm-hmm. She trusted in the law. Yes, she is. That's virtue.
She didn't trust in herself. She trusted in the law.
She trusted in the law. So she was virtuous. I told you, if these are mothers, they're going to demonstrate these characteristics. You're going to see them. Shalom, Brother Daniel. My elder brother Daniel. Shalom. Thank you for checking in. Amen. 1 Peter chapter 3. In verse 1. 1 Peter 3 and 1, when you receive a read.
So 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 1 reads, likewise, ye wives, be in subjection to your own husbands, that if any obey not the word, they also may without the word be won by the conversation of the wives. While they behold your chaste conversation, coupled with fear, whose adorning let it not be the outward adorning of plaiting of the hair and of wearing of gold or putting on of apparel, but let it be the hidden man of the heart and that which is not corruptible, even the ornament of a meek and quiet spirit.
See, that's in Psalms 47. He said, the king's daughters are all honorable within. There it is. So, is Sarah a king's daughter, as we read in Psalms 45? Is this her? Continue.
Amen. Verse 5 reads, oh, but the end, it says, even the ornament of a meek and quiet spirit, which is in the sight of God of great price. After this manner, in the old time, the holy women also, who trusted in God, adorned themselves, being of subjection unto their own husbands, even as Sarah obeyed Abraham.
There she go. That was her. Amen. That's her. See? There it is.
Even as Sarah obeyed Abraham, calling him Lord.
That's it. Told you she was written in the law. Told you she got a speech on the God. And it's throughout time. Like he said. prophetess. I mean, she is, because she spoke something into the creation that's a nowadays dig. It's running right now. Read it flat out, but we're going to save it for later because she got a lot going on, and we're still trying to get caught up with her, right?
Amen.
Wait a minute. I need you to read Genesis chapter 18 and verse 9. Right? So.
Genesis 18 and
9. Yes. Genesis 18 and 9. When you receive a read.
Genesis chapter 18. Genesis.
No.
No?
24.
Mm-hmm.
And pick it up in verse 1.
Genesis 24 and verse 1 reads, "And Abraham was old and well stricken in age, and the Lord had blessed Abraham in all things."
See, at least you said, "You made me rich." No, God made him rich. Read on.
Amen. Verse 2, "And Abraham said unto his eldest servant of his house, that ruled over all that he had, put, I pray thee, thy hand under my thigh."
Okay, so now we're not going into this whole story. But the thing is, we just want to bring up something that would bring us up to speed, right?
Mm-hmm.
Skip down to verse 24 and 4.
Yeah. Genesis 24 and 4 reads, "But thou shalt go into my country and to my kindred and take a wife unto my son Isaac."
Understanding.
Amen.
I want you to find understanding for my wife.
Amen.
From God. Right?
Amen.
That was his mission. Mission accomplished. Here is Rebecca, but we're not dealing with her story yet. We're still dealing with Sarah's story. You know, in fact, let's get right to that. Skip down to, because he asked Rebecca to water his camels and to give him some water. And she did, you know, and he had 10 camels. Like, I'm going to take 10 camels with me. Like, just like that was nothing. 10 camels. Like, it was a whole, like, a herd of camels. You just picked 10 and loaded them up and rode to the land of the east by itself. No, he took them some of the mercs with him to make sure nothing happened to them goods. Them trained soldiers that was living with Abraham. They escorted this brother to Laban's country, or where the uncle from. Continue.
Amen.
No. I want you to skip down to verse, because I want to get to this point here. Uh, 21, because he just got through praying. He asked God to help him find this one, right? So he was wondering to himself. So anyway, we're going to pick it up here and continue.
Genesis 24 and 21 reads, "And the man wondering at her held his peace, to wit whether the Lord had made his journey prosperous or not."
See, from God, because who can find a virtuous woman? He did. God brought her to her. That's the thing. You can't. She only come with prayer. We're not dealing with that right now, but that's what he had just got through doing before we picked up this verse. So continue.
Amen. Verse 22, "And it came to pass, as the camels had done drinking, that the man took a golden earring of half a shekel weight and 2 bracelets for her hands of 10 shekel weight of gold and said, whose daughter art thou?
Stop.
Tell me."
For watering her camels, his camels, right? 10 camels. And giving him something to drink, that was $7,700 of jewelry, just like that. He takes this, thank you for helping me. He just, that's 10 camels of Abraham stuff. He had it like that just to give it to whoever he pleased. He had it like that. He just broke off $8,000 right then and there. Here come $8,000 there too. Just like that.
child broke off. Abraham was. And I was jewelry. He gave her earrings, right? And bracelets, right? If he gave, right?
To Rebecca.
So if he gave her bracelets and earrings, what Sarah was wearing? Because he had that to give away. What she had on that she wouldn't give away? Probably nothing. But, hey, there it is, right?
Yep, there it is.
Let you know, Abraham wasn't no chump. He's not what we've been looking at. The way we've been looking at these films, these period movies, it'll give Abraham and Sarah a bad rep. Mm-hmm. You got to read the book. Start looking at it for what it is. You know, not talking about America. It ain't got nothing to do with this. Not here. We can't judge them. These are free people. They free. I mean, sovereign free. Like he said, I'm going to give you all that land. That means they had domain. They would. What else are they going to do with it but rule it? God is from God. It's from him. Let's look at this a little further. Let's go to Galatians chapter 4. In verse 1. Galatians 4 and verse 1. Watch this. Pay attention to this. See, this is wisdom calling her children. Remember that? And Jesus said, the children of wisdom testify of themselves, right? And he said, her children. He said, wisdom children. No, he said, how you say that? Wisdom, her children testify of themselves. Something to that effect. He was identifying this. Continue.
Amen.
Galatians 4 and 1.
Galatians 4 and 1 reads, now I say that the heir, as long as he is a child, differs nothing from a servant, though
see,
he be lord
we all,
of all.
You know, you could be an heir and grow up in your community just like anybody else. You know, you don't even know you're an heir. You're just going through the motions, you know, what you think you're supposed to be doing, right? You're just like any other man. You're doing whatever any other man would do in this world. Continue.
But he is under tutors and governors until the time appointed of the father.
So he's under tutors and governors until the time appointed. What do you mean? When the God of Israel call you, he's going to have people around you that's going to make sure you stay on the straight and narrow. You know, you're going to have a coach or a real brother, real uncle, a real brother. Elder brother is going to, you know, and mothers, you know, I don't think you need to be with them. You know, that kind of mother, you know, those things, they to keep you out. They call tutors, you know, and they kept us on the straight and narrow. Why should I say us? But they keep them on the straight and narrow, right?
Mm-hmm.
Continue.
3, even so we, when we were children.
Well, I guess that's why I said we. I continue.
Even so we, when we were children, were in bondage under the elements of the world.
So we were sinning right along with them. You know, we didn't know we were called. We didn't know we had this understanding concerning that God had preordained you or myself. Mm-hmm. Or Ray or anyone that may be looking at this message or listening to it, we do not know until the time appointed.
Amen.
Continue.
Verse 4, but when the fullness of the time was come, God sent forth his son, made of a woman, made under the law.
There she is. That's Revelation chapter 12 and 2. She was pain to be delivered. That's him, right? But that's also Sarah. Because remember that God said she's going to have a child at this set time. And then Mary did that set time. Continue.
Verse 5, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. And because ye are sons, God has sent forth the spirit of his son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father.
Not to everybody.
Amen.
See that? Not to everybody. Those that are heirs.
Amen.
And those that are heirs is going to cry to the Father. See?
Amen.
That's that thing. Skip down to, now continue.
Okay, verse 7. Wherefore, thou art no more a servant, but a son. And if a son, then an heir of God through Christ.
Okay, so now you're going to inherit all things.
Amen.
He gave you an opportunity, just like Abraham. All we got to do is do the right things.
That's right.
Skip down to let's see, I want to say 21.
21. Galatians 4 and 21 reads, tell me, ye that desire to be under the law, do ye not hear the law?
See, are we listening? Mm-hmm. Are we hearing these things that belong to our matriarchs? And we want to judge them, right? We want to judge them for being kings and queens.
Mm-hmm.
We want to look down on the blessings that God gave them in this world. To what purpose? Envy? Hate? Evil eye? I don't see no reason not to be in love with this conversation.
Amen.
I don't see no reason to speak against. Even if I knew that they did something stupid, it wouldn't be none of my concerns. Not the way God moving with him, man. If he had his front door, I ain't got nothing to say. Continue.
Amen 22. For it is written that Abraham had two sons.
Hagar's son, Ishmael, right? Continue.
The one by a bondmaid, the other by a free woman.
Now, there goes Sarah, right? Listen at this. He said, tell me, ye that desire to be under the law, do you not hear the law? And the law says she's called wisdom, understanding, virtuous, healthy, woman, Eve, queen. Are we not hearing the law? Because we read all that in the law. We didn't even come to the New Testament and found those things out. Are we not listening to the law? Continue.
Verse 23. But he who was of the bondwoman was born after the flesh, but he of the free woman was by promise. Which things are...
That's the one when God was sitting at the temple, the tent. And he said, where's Sarah, thy wife? And he said, by this time, she's going to have a son. There it is. So there go they two conversations in the law being played out. Read on.
Amen. Verse 24. Which things are an allegory?
There it is. So Proverbs chapter 7 and 4. Is an allegory.
Amen.
You know, that's what that is. Continue.
Okay. The one from the Mount Sinai, which generous to bondage, which is Hagar. For this Hagar is Mount Sinai in Arabia. And answers to Jerusalem, which now is and is in bondage with her children.
What? So Sarah is recognized as Jerusalem. That's the name of the city of God. He had them both mentioned in the same breath.
Amen.
And I'm looking at, what? Continue.
Amen. 26. But Jerusalem, which is above, is free, which is the mother of us all.
See, she's sovereign.
Amen.
And you a slave. You know, you got a birth certificate that you've been stamped. Are we speaking against Abraham or Sarai anytime?
Mm-hmm.
They free.
Amen.
Hagar was bondage to them. She wasn't in bondage to them, her. She was their slave or servant. They had servants. Even Sarah had servants. See? So they wasn't slouches. They wasn't, you know, corny like these movies be trying to portray them, man. They were some heavy, they were heavyweights. They were kings. And Abraham was a go-getter. He took 300 and took down five kings by himself that six kings couldn't do. So we got to stop spitting on Abraham. And get, he had that King David run. God knows to see how they look when they was bringing it, you know. Just to see there, to see what, how they took down five kings themselves, that had to be something to behold. But that's still in the, I keep talking about my, anyway, but that's her husband, so they gave me an excuse. Why? Because we're still talking about Abraham and Sarah. Read on. Oh, we found out the name is Jerusalem, but continue.
Verse 27. For it is written, rejoice, thou barren, that beareth not. Break forth and cry, that thou travailest not.
See, that's Sarah. She said, are you not listening to the law? And then he said, break forth, that she was. She was pregnant with a man child, wanting to be heirs. He knew that he was there eventually because he said, I got to be about my father's business. Continue.
For it is written, rejoice, thou barren, that beareth not. Break forth and cry, that thou travailest not. For the desolate have many more children than she which hath a husband. Now we, brethren, as Isaac was, are the children of promise. But as then he that was born after the flesh persecuted him that was born after the spirit, even so it is now.
That's why you see some of us incarcerated and totally in this, you know, just things, just people hate you for no reason. They don't even know you. They don't have no, you haven't said one word to them mm-hmm. that deserve any type of connection. And they can be hating you for just because. And just, and if they can hate anybody, they'll hate anybody. I mean, that's serious. I mean, think about it. Continue.
Amen. And then verse 30. Nevertheless, what saith the scripture? Cast out the bondwoman and her son.
See?
For the son See, of the bondwoman shall not be heir with so the son of the prophetess. Free woman.
She was a prophetess. Here go a conversation way in Galatians. Paul is quoting Sarah that she spoke of the resurrection. She's a prophetess. So she wasn't no stooge. She wasn't stupid. She had brains. She wasn't just no yes woman. Yes, no. She was a queen and she was a prophetess.
Amen.
And we're going to get into some more of this because here she is. So let's look at what she prophesied, right? Okay. So we, God willing, we live. We'll be back tomorrow and we'll look at the prophecy of Sarah. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So, like I said, we run it through the Black history, Hebrew women of the Bible, and we are, this is the second episode from for Sarah, and we're going to be doing three tomorrow night at 8:00 p.m., so you want to be here for that. So, With all that being said, once again, we want to remember the family in Turkey. We want to make pray and hope that all their needs are being met. And we hope and pray that the scars are healed, both physically and spiritually, and that everybody can still find peace after all of this. In Jesus' name.
Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name, family. So with all that being said, we want to thank everybody for their time. And we hope we edify someone. And our family is listening live on the Sounds of Living Waters. We want to thank you as well. And I want to say shalom to you. And always remember, it's Sabbath day, 10 o'clock a.m. every Sabbath. Shalom, family.
Shalom.
Shalom, shalom.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
Teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under his love and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we talking about, come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.